1240 AM WSBC. Yeah. Welcome back, folks, to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. This show is presented to you by the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub. There's one in Beverly and there's one in Bridgeport here in Chicagoland. Fox's Beverly Pizza, finest thin crust pizza on Western Avenue. Flood Brothers Disposal. You got garbage problems? Only guys in town.
Yes.
Flood Brothers. And Guinness Irish Stout. Guinness is good for you. Have a pint.
Sure is.
My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. And joining me as always to my left is my twin brother, Billy. Billy.
Greetings and salutations.
Hi. And back this week.
Oh, yeah.
The greatest person in the world,
oh,
Mr. Clayton.
Yeah.
Clayton O'Brien. Clay, hi.
Hi.
The insanity ensues. We missed you.
I missed you guys.
Mm-hmm. You got kidnapped by a leprechaun, meaning family leprechauns, I think. It was like you're not a little under the weather.
I was under the weather. My kids have all been sick. It's been like living in a TB clinic, as they say.
Yeah, I hear you.
You got sickness in your house a lot, son.
Oh, yeah.
You got sickness in your house a lot, son.
Well, now that
you
all
need to
the...
get to football practice on time and make it a priority.
That's right. I should go Texas football coach on my kids.
Yeah, everybody's been sick a lot lately, too.
The mask came off at their school, so now their immune system is, you know, getting back to,
the usual. Trying things out.
Yeah, just the colds
getting
everything.
Stronger, for sure.
Which is part of it, so go for it.
Yeah. Well, we were missed. I don't know.
I heard your bumbling.
Oh, man. Yeah, I've been on the bumble cloud.
Bill's, you guys got to throw your phones in the ocean.
Dude, it's annoying, man. This guy's like at my house, I'm like trying to have a conversation with them. I'm like, you on that bumble thing? Can you concentrate for a minute, sir?
I had an idea for you.
It's the strangest thing ever, Clay, for me.
You should. I want you this weekend to go into bars and meet women.
Yeah.
But when you meet them, ask them if they're on Bumble.
Oh, but that's an everyday
that's
thing.
That's not strange at all.
But like, when they say yes, you leave.
Yeah. I'm deep in it. I mean, it's right, like... Because I don't drink. I'm going to go to a bar looking for what I'm sitting there drinking cranberry juices. Like, I'm Pat.
You should move to Utah and have like 10 wives. Be Bumble Boy.
The polygamous Bumble Boy?
Buy a ranch and call it Bumble Boy Ranch.
Dude, that's a sitcom right there.
It's just a gigantic polygamist.
That's an amazing sitcom right there.
30 girlfriends. They all hate each other. You make them box.
Call the show 30 Girlfriends.
There's a Dateline. When we went to the Bumblebee Ranch.
Bumble Boy
Ranch. There was a lot of boxing activity going on.
He's got 7 or 8 rings set up.
It just got real weird.
Yeah, it did.
Because the Bumble Boy Ranch now sounds like a brothel of some kind.
Sure.
It's a brothel where the women get to choose the men.
That they fight.
The Bumble Boy
that they fight?
Oh, man. Yes, that they fight for our G-rated audience. Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, Clay, I've been, it's becoming
a problem.
Addictive.
He has nowhere else to like entertain himself.
It's my first exposure to anything like this. And it's like you can just dismiss someone from your life with a swipe.
It's crazy.
And I don't know. There's something about that that's entertaining to me all of a sudden. Mm. You're looking at the world like...
It's everything you've always wanted.
No, it's not everything I've ever wanted. This Bumble's everything I ever wanted.
It's too weird for me.
Plus,
I'm married.
Yeah, it should be. It should be very weird for you.
Yeah. Well, I get a lot of messages from people like, are you married? You know, they grill you.
Oh yeah, I'm sure there's.
It's like you're interviewing for a job.
Yeah, what does this world come to?
Do you think there's guys that are like married dudes that are on Bumble?
Absolutely.
And they talk to their wife. They're like, "You don't love me? I got 100 likes on Bumble today."
That's happening right now somewhere.
They're like some just trashy couple arguing
somewhere in Grand Rapids.
You don't love me? You didn't pay the electric bill? And one other thing, I got 100 likes on Bumble today.
Michigan lost, and I'm going to out with some Bumble friends.
Yeah, because you can put Bumble for business, I've seen, too.
Stop it.
I swear to God, it's like dating, business, friendship. And it's like, you know, you think there's a guy that's like, I'm not there for the women. I'm there for the business connections.
There for the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to make money. Look, it says business. Bumble business.
Yeah.
You can choose to do business.
Right. Don't ask me if I'm married. It's got nothing to do with it.
We just dedicated another 5 minutes to Bumble. We got to get it off of it. Is it that consuming?
Maybe you should just
4 weeks in a row.
You should just delete it from your phone. Is that possible?
I didn't bring it up. Bill Clay brought it up.
Listen,
at the top
yeah,
of the
I'm
show.
Playing catch up. You know, I've been my life has been hectic the last two
okay.
weeks.
Yeah.
Same.
You can always just delete it from your phone.
100%. I don't want to delete. It's fun. It's fun.
It's fun. Said the crazy Irishman. Just got a cell phone 2 weeks ago. It's fun. Just to get this thing on here. All sorts of women and such.
Exactly.
So fun.
It's fun. Don't. You can dismiss them like they're worth nothing.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's it. Yeah. That's what it is, Clay. You just zeroed right in on it. That's the reality of it.
Yeah.
That's why it hits home. That's why I'm laughing hard. Because it's truth. But yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're done with it.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? Your Shaka hat? You got a Shaka
tee
hat?
Oh, no,
on.
No. I'm
Bill's
just
going surfing tomorrow.
It's March Madness.
Yeah. It's the greatest time of the year.
Are you deep in this, Clay? Are you watching the tournament all the games
now? I'm
trying
to watch every game, unless I'm sitting here, you know?
Wow. There you go. That's a valid answer. Same. Same.
Yeah, there are games going on as we speak.
I've gotten into it.
It's a good tournament. It's one of those where the you know you got the low dogs, the St. Peter's
sure.
making a run, so that's always good.
That's fun. You know?
The usuals are not already knocked out.
A lot of the big dogs are falling. I like when this happens in these tourneys, and all of a sudden I'm like, all right.
It's up for grabs.
Yeah, I'm like, now it gets interesting.
Yeah, it does.
You know?
Gonzaga just lost.
I know. Tonight. It is, I would say, we got the Masters coming up. Of all the sporting events, you think NCAA March Madness is the most electrifying
100%.
Of all the big game stuff in professional
sports? Yeah, I think so.
Because it's not pro sports. It's you know, it's bigger than the national championship.
I like watching the Super Bowl, the Masters, you know, obviously the World Series, you know, the Stanley Cup. Yeah, nothing's better than March Madness.
No, the World Series, if it's good teams, is pretty great. If it's, you know, comes down to a game 6, 7, whatever.
Yeah. But for me, it's the most exciting sports time of the year because you've got March Madness. And then leading into opening day baseball, which we should have already had. Probably this week would have been opening day for guys.
Correct.
So we're still like, 2 weeks away now?
Yeah, probably.
And then, you know, you got the Masters. So it's like the beginning of, and then NBA playoffs start. And it's like all comes at once. There's a lot of action. It's the one time of year where I feel like.
When's Drunk Easter? That's the Kentucky Derby.
Drunk Easter?
Oh, it's usually the first weekend in May, I thought.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So all that stuff happens in like the next 2 months, like month and a half.
Bill, I think what you're just saying is that I'm getting excited for spring.
And summer. Yeah, I'm done with this. This weather is just like, you know.
I'm ready for summer.
Well, it's hard because we got teased so hard last week with that 70-degree day. And I was like, we're done. It's here.
You know, it was just like, one day. It was like 2 days in a row.
And what did you do on that beautiful day? Did you walk around Central Park?
I went and threw the pigskin around at Keystone Park.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Been doing a lot of that lately.
Did you run a button hook?
I was trying to show Mikey routes, how to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't force it on him. I want him to kind of just let him
discover the routes on his own.
Yeah.
That's what Jerry Rice did.
That's
his kid. Son, discover the routes on your own. And then when you get older, I'll teach you about Bumble.
Yep. Yeah. Then you'll be a wide receiver and your coach will never throw the ball. That's what happened to me.
That's the reality of life, though. It is. You want to be a good father, you got to let your son discover the routes on his own.
That's true. That should be a poem by you.
It is a poem by me. I just wrote it.
Yeah, it's nice.
Penny Von Bumble.
You
snap
better
your fingers.
That. Call a copyright lawyer.
Yeah.
I will. I thought you were going to say call a cop.
Call one of them, too.
Yeah. Somebody protection. Here write a poem? You? What'd you call about?
Something about routes?
Right, routes?
It's a little too close to Robert Frost.
Yeah, I like it. Quit calling us. We're busy.
It's about football.
I don't know. This show's off to a raucous start.
Because I'm here, baby.
Yeah, it is. You know where else you guys should be this weekend?
The Cork and Carry.
That's right. Cork and Carry Irish Pub. This show's presented by him. More Hoolies Hoolie after these.
On the death walk of saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Carry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Hang in there. We're almost ready for some more of the Hoolies Hoolie. Stay tuned.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Oh, yes. Not far away.
Hit the gym and hit the bumble.
Time. Oh, yeah.
For sure. Get your hair fixed. Get a tan. Get your teeth whitened.
Get your beach bod.
You vain, disgusting pig. Summertime.
This is a jam. All right.
Summertime. Hell yeah. Thank you, Mike. Is that Will Smith?
Yes, it is.
Shout out to Mike Sarkowski, our producer.
Shout out to Will Smith.
Hey, yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah. What are you doing, Will? How you been? You ever been on Bumble? I bet he's been on Bumble.
Oh, he is now.
Sure.
Jada Pinkett's probably been on Bumble. Don't they have like this weird thing going on in their marriage?
Doesn't everyone in Hollywood?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Doesn't Cruz?
Don't judge people. No,
who's Cruz married to now?
I don't think he's married anymore. He's single. He's married to L. Ron Hubbard.
You know how I was just in I was just in Telluride, Colorado.
Right.
I just saw that Cruz is selling his house in Telluride for $39 million.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing to just think that some guys have the coin to just go, yeah, I'll buy it. Sure.
And some guys, yeah, it's crazy. And what has Cruz done in that house?
Nothing. He's probably like never really hung out there very much.
He's probably got a staff of aliens working for him.
Wouldn't that be? There's a script right there. That's the script that you sell to the Telluride Film Festival.
He only lets him outside to play wiffle ball.
Be like, all right, here's the script.
He's okay. Like a dictator of aliens.
Wait a second. Tom Cruise has a home in Telluride. You guys familiar with it? Sure. Listen, he's got a bunch of housekeepers up there. They're aliens. And they only allow you to play wiffle ball.
He only lets you play wiffle ball once a week, but year-round.
I don't know about the wiffle ball component, but the alien component, yes. Aliens are living in Tom Cruise's home.
Doesn't it bother you that Cruise has that kind of money?
No, not at all.
Why, you like Cruise?
It's America.
You get a thing for Cruise?
Sure, I do.
I watched a few Good Men this week.
Did you really?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You just wanted to see Cruz get beat up by Jack for a little bit?
Yeah, that's good. There's a lot of weird, random people in that movie. Like, Christopher Guest is in that movie.
Is he really?
Yeah, he plays, like, I don't know, something. A doctor or something. And Kevin Pollak.
Kevin Pollak and Christopher Guest.
How do you guys feel about Kevin Pollak?
I like Kevin Pollak.
I've always been a Pollak fan.
Yeah.
You guys are big Pollak guys?
He's a very good impressionist.
Yes, he is.
Sure.
He has a podcast show that's kind of like this, where they just ramble and talk.
We should have Pollak on this show.
Dude, I'd be honored.
Let's try and do it.
I'll call him up and say, hey, Pollak, you want to come
on
our show?
You don't got Pollak's number, you jerk.
This is a no-pressure show. I'm not going to ask you anything about your career. We talk Bumble. We talk barbecue.
Think about
sports,
all your...
stuff like that.
Run through your Rolodex in your head. Do you have a pathway to Pollak?
Am I 6 degrees from Pollak? Yeah, for sure, man. I'm showbiz.
Is Pollak a Chicago guy?
I don't know.
No.
No?
No.
Well, we're going to make the episode about Pollak, folks. It's
Google
been decided.
Kevin Pollak.
So did you, in other words, you're telling me you kind of fell in love with Pollak in A Few Good Men?
I've always had a crush on Pollak.
You liked him in Usual Suspects?
Clay, you have the weirdest crushes. You have a crush on Pollak. You're a fan of, who's the guy with Helen Hunt that was on the TV show?
Oh, Reiser?
Paul Reiser. You have an unhealthy, like
Paul
for
Reiser.
Balky, yeah, Bronson Pinchot.
He was good in the Keith or what was that movie with the Gandolfini and Christian Slater? It's like a weird
True
movie.
Romance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute, Paul Reiser was he in My Two Dads as well?
Bill still connected the dots on Reiser.
You know who I love more than all those people?
Who?
Nell Carter.
Oh, from Give Me a Break.
I've been watching a lot of Break lately.
Nell Carter actually lived in the building that Bill and I lived in Manhattan, in New York City when we were young.
Did you see her in the elevator?
I'm sure we did.
Did
my mom
carry your groceries?
No. Mm. You know who
did
else?
Did she ever hug you?
Nope. Nope. Mom, did Nell Carter ever hug me?
Nell Carter, Give Me a Break, she was like a housekeeper, right?
Yeah.
Was she ever...
No nonsense housekeeper.
Was she ever replaced on Give Me a Break by somebody else?
No, for 7 years.
What's the show where they were all adopted girls?
That's called Facts of Life.
That's right.
Yeah, Nell was not involved in
that. I thought maybe Nell could be in the Facts of Life, but no.
They should have had a crossover.
I'm sure they did. They probably had a Facts of Life.
Facts of Life girls fought the Give Me a Break girls.
Over, and you know who they were fighting about? The opportunity to date Arnold and Willis from Different Strokes.
Yeah,
I don't know. Now we're just making things up.
What has happened?
Are you checking basketball scores over there?
No, I'm looking up, you know, our buddy Everlast from House of Pain?
Oh, yeah. I know him.
He's an old friend of the show.
What's he up to?
Well, he's getting divorced.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
His wife filed for a divorce.
How long has he been married?
This is from Too Much Zuck. For rapper Everlast, his marriage is not everlasting.
Oh, jeez.
Because his wife just filed for divorce.
That's quality writing right there.
Yep.
Oh, yep. Here we go.
The House of Pain frontman's wife, Lisa Schrody.
Baby Schrody.
Lisa Schrody's her name.
Yeah.
Beelined it to a California courthouse Wednesday and filed for divorce docs after 13 years of marriage.
Wow.
According to the docs obtained by Zuck, Lisa listed the date of separation as December 8th. Oh, so it's been a while, but now it just came out.
Are you concerned for Everlast?
Yes. She cites the usual irreconcilable differences as her reason for the split.
Maybe he was on Bumble.
Everlast and Lisa,
a former penthouse model.
Ah, we'll see.
Got hitched way back in 2009 and have two minor children together.
See, a hustler girl wouldn't have done that.
Well, maybe. Yeah, hustler, I'm sorry, Everlast, but a hustler girl would have never done
That's
that.
That's what you get involved for, Guccione. That's what happens.
Would have never done you like that, Everlast.
The ghost of Larry Flint.
Yeah.
Trying to cheer up Everlast.
Yeah. Hey, Everlast. I know that you're stoned on mushrooms right now, but it's me, Larry Flint. Just wanted to let you know that if she
it's
had...
It's not your fault, buddy.
If Lisa Shrovey had been a hustler girl, she'd have never done you like she did.
I'm dead.
I've been dead a while.
I'm going back to hell.
A little slow.
You're losing it.
I'm going back to hell. I'll see you later.
I'm going back to fire pit. See you in a bit.
Got to watch these games.
Yeah, got to see if Gonzaga won.
He's wearing a Gonzaga hoodie.
Flint is wearing a Gonzaga hoodie?
Where the Catholic church would roll over. The devil makes him wear it now.
Yeah. All right, well, that's it.
All right, good for Everlast.
Zuck reached out to Everlast.
Who did? Zuckerberg?
Is he offering him a job? The website too much, Zucky.
Oh.
They haven't heard back yet.
Zuckerberg should reach out to him and be like, hey, buddy, are you okay? Are you crying? Penny, are you crying with laughter?
Yeah, I am. The Flint stuff always gets me.
He's got a place in your heart.
Well, it's a little bit taboo, so I start to get tickled by it more than I should.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. You know, can't help myself. I hope you all enjoyed that last segment.
Yeah, indeed.
I was going to play a song.
Well, I'd like to play one. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, you first. Is this right. Forever Last?
Yeah. This is Someday, Someway by Marshall Crenshaw. Crenshaw! This is what played as Flint rolled off in Everlast Dream.
Oh, okay.
We'll see you later. Cheer up, dude.
Hang in there, Everlast.
Yep.
It'll be forever.
It's Marshall Crenshaw. Someday, some way, he's going to be at Fitzgerald's for the American Music Festival this summer.
Is he?
Yeah, I just saw it posted the other day. That's kind of why I had that in my head. Also, I've been doing a big power pop plunge.
Yeah, you mentioned musically. That last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a power pop face.
Yeah, I'm a power pop face. Can't help myself.
So that means a lot of wings and journey?
Yeah, no, not so much of that. No, it's more like the tubes and the romantics and even off-Broadway, some cheap trick, you know.
I like
it. In that realm,
okay,
you know.
Okay.
Yeah. You're the record store guy. Okay. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I read that CD sales are up.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. CDs are coming, going to come back. Interesting.
Yeah, it's awesome. People will soon realize the frustration of owning CDs.
Do you still have CDs?
I have a couple, I think, somewhere. I think I got a huge book of them.
I think I do too. I don't know where they're at. Oh, they're buried.
They're all
somewhere.
Scratched up. It's a total joke.
I was terrible with CDs.
Me too. I would just keep them like
in stack.
Just no cases.
Yeah, and then like I remember at one time like being like, you know, when Patty and I shared a bathroom upstairs at our house we were growing up in, and just, you know, we
didn't shaving cream cigarettes.
Yeah,
and be like, yeah, dude.
CDs. The fact that
what we got
like
away.
A CD like with like you know. Like with gunk stuck to it, like hair gel on the side.
Yeah,
you know, it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Megadeth.
Yeah.
I got toothpaste on my Megadeth CD.
I'm not going out tonight.
I listen to it when I'm in the shower, and sometimes I get a little careless with it when I'm switching it out. Now it's done.
Everybody did that, though.
Like, used to clean their CDs with toothpaste because they'd say it would get some of the scratches off of it.
I once had a stack of CDs, and not one of them, I couldn't get through one of them because it would
every single one of them was scratched.
Skip. It was like, this is a waste. Yep. I wish someone would invent something easier.
Do you remember the but like, I guess people were destructive with CDs, Clay. Like, I just remember in college, if the CD didn't work and you were at a party, a guy would just eject it and just like whip it across the room.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's the end of that.
Stealing CDs was fun.
Lots of people did that too.
How many CDs? What? But then there were the guys who had their huge books. Remember those guys? Like Pat Hurley, when we were at Marquette, he had a book of CDs. He probably had like 2,000 or 3,000 CDs.
No way!
It was absurd.
A few hundred
giant
though.
Albums of them, all categorized.
You know what we should do? This is no joke. I'm dead serious right now. We should take every song that we've ever played on this show and release a double CD of all the songs, music from the Hooli Hooli.
And we'd have to pay huge licensing fees for it.
Let's do it.
That's a GoFundMe.
Start a GoFundMe for it.
What are we talking? 100 million?
Yeah, about 5 million.
Call Bezos.
I got to call Bezos. We need a soundtrack for the show produced.
You know, you could text Shaq on his Instagram account.
Really? Yeah.
He puts his phone number and you can text him. He said, text me. Ask him to do it.
He's an Irishman.
Exactly.
Shaq is the man, dude.
Dude, have you seen the videos of all the goodwill Shaq does?
It's amazing.
It's great stuff.
I've seen Shaq in person.
Have you really?
Yeah, I was next to him at a poker table in Las Vegas once.
No way.
Yeah, it was wild. He's insanely tall. It's like standing next to an oak tree. That's talking to you. He didn't talk to me.
You should send that to him. Shaq, you're like standing next to an oak tree that talks to you.
Thank you.
Hit or stick. I wonder if David from Clear Choice was the blackjack dealer for Shaq. Wouldn't that be awesome? What if Shaq was like, you're David from Clear Choice.
Can I have your autograph, David?
Right.
You guys do terrible Shaqs.
Oh, I can't get right. as low as Shaq.
Shaq is... I can't do a Shaq. He's very hard to impersonate. Does Caliendo do a Shaq? Do we know?
Caliendo.
Frank Caliendo? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know who does a Shaq.
You should wear a Shaq.
You guys like these commercials, these Capital One commercials?
No.
Yeah, you don't like...
Whoa, easy, cowboy.
Sorry.
You been smoking Lucky Strikes?
No, I just... All that Shaq talk.
Gee whiz.
You don't like those commercials with Jennifer Garner and Chuck? Yeah. You
know what I mean? I try not to pay attention.
I'm not a Garner fan.
She's all right. She's good. She's good.
No, 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 no.
She's living in a giant house in Malibu.
I'm sure Affleck was like, you know how they're divorced and everything?
She probably hates Affleck. She probably thinks he's scum.
He probably hates her.
Who cares?
Yeah.
That is the more important question.
I'm not getting into Carter Affleck.
It just was like, every time I see her, I'm like, why is it?
I'm not getting into the middle of that mess.
I'm Jennifer Garner.
I should be the mediator.
Bill just wants to hate on Jennifer Garner.
Yeah, you want to date Garner.
No, I want to like...
She called you and said, I want to go out with you, Bill, what would you say?
Absolutely not. I'm going to pop your
tires. Yeah, right.
If Jennifer Garner called you and said, Bill, would you like to go out to lunch? You'd say, I'm going to pop your tires? Absolutely not. I'm going to pop your tires.
No, I don't know. I'm just... Ari Spears. Oh, thank you. He does do a good Shaq for Mad TV. Wow. All right. Shout out to you, Ari Spears.
And Jennifer Garner.
Yeah, I don't want to talk.
And James Garner.
Yeah, we'll throw him into Rockford Files. I think it might be time for a commercial break.
Is it?
Yeah, we're just going to
Let me play my song, you stingy bastard.
Okay. What was your song?
My song's by Nazareth.
Oh, yeah.
Not the high school, the band.
Ooh, is this Love Hurts?
Yeah, it's Forever Last.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Thank you.
Yes, it is. Welcome back, Nazareth.
Everything's going to be fine.
Good call, Clay.
You're welcome.
Hey, I just saw this. This is interesting news. You know, we talk about monsters on this show when we play, and we play a little heavy metal every now and then.
I like where this is going.
Right. Do you? Metal and monsters clash on new Gibson TV series.
Mm-hmm.
We still have 221 days until Halloween, but that isn't stopping Gibson TV from moving forward with their monster of an idea. Today, the guitar brand announced the premiere of a brand new original series, Metal and Monsters, the network's first show dedicated to the worlds of heavy metal and monster culture.
What is it? Jason playing a guitar solo?
It could be. Throughout the 60-minute episodes of Metal... 60 minutes? Throughout the 60-minute episodes of Metal and Monsters, viewers are treated to different segments that explore the worlds of heavy metal, film, and tunes from the dark side. The host of Gibson TV is Metal and Monsters is Matt Count D. Montgomery, bassist for The King Freak.
King Freak, eh?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Musician and filmmaker Rob Zombie.
Ooh.
Count D has been a staple of the Zombie Band and live show for the last 16 years and will share his deep knowledge of music and film with metal and monster fans worldwide.
I love it.
In the first episode, Count D takes us to Elm Street as he reunites Robert Englund, Freddy Krueger, and Don Dokken of the heavy metal band Dokken to celebrate the 35th anniversary of a film, The Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors.
Wow.
Wow.
Jeez.
This is kind of cool, actually. So it's like they're going to take cult horror actors and match them to iconic scenes in places and locations from their films with the band that may have been playing during the sequence. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That's where I think it's intersecting.
Are you going to attend this?
I don't know. Well, how can I attend it? The show.
Just go to Rob Zombie's house.
Yeah.
Does he live in a castle?
Rob Zombie?
Yeah, does he live in a scary castle?
No, I don't know where.
What do you think he lives in? Like a beautiful two-bedroom condo somewhere?
In L.A., maybe. Rob Zombie.
Mike was just, he just was mentioning to me in a note there. He said, did you see that the Foo Fighters have a horror movie coming out? Yeah, it's a feature film.
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I think it's being released at some point, maybe this summer.
I'm sick of the Foo Fighters.
Are you?
Yeah.
It looks it's kind of like, it's like a satirical, funny, like throwback at like those B movie horrible like horror movies. Only it's the Foo Fighters doing it.
It stars.
And it's all them. It's all their music. It's everything. So yeah, that should be kind
of
cool.
Studio 666 is the name of the film.
Yes, that all is right. It. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Cool.
I'm into that.
Yeah. Are the Oscars this weekend?
Yeah, I feel like the Oscars are not like no I haven't one even cares
looked
in, anymore.
I haven't even looked to see.
Even the commercials are like, yeah, the Oscars are.
Who's
weekend.
Hosting? Paul Reiser?
Paul Reiser, Rod Zombie, and who was the third guy I liked?
Paul Reiser, Nell Carter, and.
Oh, yeah, Nell Carter.
Yeah, all 80s sitcom people are coming back.
Hologram
to host the Oscars.
And Nell Carter. Reiser.
Reiser's
is
alive, still
alive,
correct?
Yeah. Lou Holtz
and Paul Reiser.
Lou Holtz would kill the Oscars. He'd absolutely crush it. I'm not kidding. He's a great orator. He will probably, Bob Newhart write him some jokes, and Holtz would go out and...
Holtz can't talk.
Do you know who I used to get Reiser mixed up with all the time? John Pankow.
Oh, and Pollock. Pollock will be up there.
Oh, Pollock will definitely be at the Oscars. But yeah, Reiser and Pankow used to get those guys kind of mixed up.
Can they give Pollock an Oscar?
Kevin Pollock?
Yeah.
Just pick a
role he's been in. Like, you know what? You were good in Suspects.
Usual Suspects, yeah.
We're going to give you an Oscar for that.
Sure. You're great in Casino.
Is he an apt pupil?
Is he in Casino?
Yeah. He plays Alan Dorfman,
he does an incredible William Shatner imitation.
No, he doesn't.
Pollock. Yes, he does. Like, flawless.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm saying Patty. I don't know if he's in Casino.
Oh, he's in Casino.
Yeah, he plays Green.
Yeah.
Does he play Green?
At the Casino, of course.
Sure. All right.
I knew that's why you liked Pollock. Because of his performance in Casino.
You're like Clay's
grandma. Kevin.
You know?
I knew that's why you like Pollock, Clay.
You're
in
my
Casino.
Aunt. You're my Aunt Bill.
Right, Aunt Bill.
Chain-smoking Aunt Bill.
That's a great nickname. Aunt Bill.
Clay, you should be an actor like Kevin Pollak.
Right. Talk to your Aunt Bill.
You've always been good in the front of the camera.
We should open like a line of cheeseburger stores called Aunt Bill's.
They like, should.
It's like five guys.
Yeah. Aunt Bill's.
Fire. Aunt Billy's.
Aunt Billy's.
Oh, it sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Just have pictures of Larry Flint all over the place. And, you know,
and Kevin Pollak.
Kevin Pollak, Kid Rock, Nell Carter, Paul Reiser. Everyone's like autographed pictures all over the walls.
Yeah.
At Aunt Billy's.
Putin.
Sure.
Putin, Zelensky, Jordan,
Bill.
Bird.
Putin, Zelensky, Jordan, Bird, Dracula, Motley Crue, The Stones, Paul Reiser, Kevin Pollak,
Marlon Maples,
Arthur Euria.
All Euria all the time.
Pam Anderson. All right, we can't just rattle off our
people.
Yeah, our guest list.
Steven Seagal, yeah. Van Damme.
Stop.
Aunt Billy's.
It ain't gonna happen. That's a good idea, though.
Yeah, Bill, the logo is you. You're bald and you have your scruff.
Oh, thanks.
You
were in a dress with cheeseburgers.
You have lipstick on and just an apron, like you've been working in the kitchen, Aunt Billy's.
But my like chest hair's hanging out and everything.
It's not acknowledged. It's you're gender neutral, dude. It's just Aunt Billy's.
I think we're onto something here.
You have you know with a lipstick and
why do I have to have lipstick? Why can't I just be a guy wearing a dress?
You can't. You can be. You're allowed.
This is 2020, Bill.
You said I had to wear lipstick. But maybe for logo purposes, the red lips like
the red lips
it,
pop.
Yeah, kind of like the red hair for Wendy.
Yeah, Aunt Billy's red lips pop.
Aunt Billy's is a good idea. I already want to eat there.
Oh,
I can picture it now. What are your colors?
Oh man, blue and gold. I think for Aunt Billy's.
I like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to come off.
I think red is the color for
I say
food,
blue
though.
And gold because it was our colors in grammar school.
All fast food, the good ones, have red involved in them. Popeyes, Wendy's.
Popeyes is orange, though, isn't
Popeyes
it?
Popeyes has got red in it.
Taco
somewhere.
Bell? What do they got?
KFC.
Yep,
yeah, thank you, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe yeah. You're red. Well, the red lips pop.
Pizza Hut.
You know? Aunt Billy's. Well.
Your head is churning now.
I think it's a brilliant
What's
idea.
The score?
I don't have no score in my hand. Hey, what's the score?
Maybe Aunt Billy's is also a line of clothing under the Billy's Toys umbrella.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Aunt Billy's.
In cooperation with Goodwill.
Where'd you get those jeans? They're Aunt Billy's. Size 32, man.
That'll be Cruz in the commercial.
Right. You know where I get my 32, 34 Aunt Billy's?
Cruz doesn't wear 34. He's short as hell.
At the Aunt Billy's store.
Cruz is like probably like a 20,
Cruz is a 30,
he's like
25.
A 30, 23. Yeah,
but he's wearing 32, 34s in the commercial.
I'm a 30, 23, jerks.
Yeah, what size pants do you think Cruz wears?
I wear Aunt Billy's all the time. I wear them to church.
Who do you think has bigger pants, Paul Reiser
like
or Tom Cruise?
I wear my Aunt Billy's to church.
Hey, will one of these hookers please find my pair of Aunt Billy's? I gotta go. Been on this boat for hours.
Yeah, we charge like $500 a pair for Aunt Billy's.
Right. Oh, don't you hate when you get your Aunt Billy's dirty?
Don't yell at me about your pricing.
Yeah. Fictitious brand.
Now, we charge $500
our first style of jean under the Aunt Billy's logo, it's called the Zelensky.
You know what you do?
Why the Zelensky? Because
it's like a European style cut.
One leg is yellow, one leg is blue.
Just like our colors.
But here's your gimmick. In the back pocket of each pair of pants is a Dorito.
Ooh, like a crushed Dorito?
No, it'll be in a case. It's a gift.
I don't
you.
Know about that. Oh, like you mean one with lots of blue crystals? I don't know. That's getting out there.
That's cross marketing, Clay. Maybe Doritos would be interested in a Aunt Billy's campaign.
Dude, what's the point?
I had to search for the game.
You already have Billy's collection.
Again.
Is Aunt Billy's a part of Billy's collection?
Oh, I didn't even think. I
Billy's
forgot about
collection,
Billy's,
Billy's
collection.
Collection. Billy's collection. Billy's
well, I guess
collection.
Aunt
Billy's collection.
Could be
Billy's
part of
collection.
It. Yeah. Boy, I forgot about
Billy's
that.
Collection. Aunt Billy's. Aunt Billy's. Aunt Billy's. Aunt Billy's. Collection. It's time for a commercial break.
Sold to you exclusively at Target.
Goodwill. Target.
Goodwill.
Oh, yeah.
Homeless shelters.
Everything you want.
Time for a commercial break. We'll be back.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Boxes is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the Southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehys pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Don't touch that dial. The Hooli's Hooli returns in just a moment.
On the death walk of saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Billy's Collection.
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 Welcome back to Fashion Week Radio. Billy's Collection. We're talking to Aunt Billy of Billy's Collection.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
You're welcome. I love my stuff.
The new collection is gorgeous.
And the cheeseburgers.
We love the addition in the back of the jeans of the Dorito in the encased glass that is bolted to the back of the wallet pocket.
That would be things that would make it incredibly uncomfortable to sit
down. Wallet pocket is probably not proper vernacular for fashion industry people, is it?
These things got wallet pockets on
them? I want to make a jean that has a beautiful wallet pocket and another pocket next to it.
Do people carry like wallets like anymore like that? Do you notice, like, do you look at people and you're like, well, women obviously no, but like men, like, remember back you would just see guys when they would just have the big wallet in the back of their pocket?
Sure.
You don't see that anymore, do you?
I'm not staring you at men's that? Asses.
Well, it's just it jumps out at you. You're like, oh, look, that guy's got the wallet, you know.
That guy's got a wallet, holy Christ.
A Costanza wallet in pop culture.
My dad had like a wallet that was like 4 inches thick.
That's because business cards don't exist anymore.
It's because phones are wallets.
Yes, exactly.
You can Google Pay.
Yes,
true. Okay, Alibaba.
More importantly, the wallet pocket is incredibly important in the
design. You
gotta
start inventing phone wallet pockets.
Well, they already have phone pockets. They make phone pockets.
No, make like the back of jeans pockets instead of like the
Ooh.
Make them long and square.
You're on something, Clay.
So people can sit on their phones and crush
them. Yeah, but for small guys, that would be weird. Like if you were tall, you know, if you ever seen those guys that don't.
This is where you got to sit down with your design team.
You ever seen those guys that just like don't have a butt? Like I'm one of them. It's just like flat legs. Like it goes legs
back to the floor,
back to ankle, back to heels,
back to heels. That's the style for Billy Collections. Right. That's what we call it. Back to heels.
Listen here, Billy. I like your idea. I really do. But listen, what about the guys who are all back to heels? You know what I mean? No butt. You're talking about specific wallet pockets.
Plywood.
You want to make them long. You want to make them like the length of like a 6+ or an 8th or a galaxy. You're confusing me.
That'll be one of your lines.
Right.
Yeah. Your other one will be tight and juicy.
Right.
Okay.
Look at the new Aunt Billy's collection with the tight wallet pocket.
Yeah. I don't know where we get juicy from, but it's just fun.
Because, yeah, they'll be wet all the time.
Yes.
We'll cover them in polyurethane.
These are tech. They look wet all the time.
They look juicy.
Can we make the jeans look like they're wet all the time? Is there a way to do that?
Make them out of leather.
I want it to look wet. You know? Sexy.
These are cotton jeans that look wet.
Cotton.
These cotton jeans are amazing because they look wet.
They feel dry, though.
Right.
Anyway, you got a lot of work to do.
You do.
Lots.
Someday, maybe Pat Boone will wear a pair of Aunt Billy's jeans in his Balance and Nacer commercial.
Hey.
You got to go on Bumble.
I wear Aunt Billy's wet jeans every day.
Go on Bumble and find some fashion models.
Sure.
To work for you.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we're.
Recruiting fashion models should be your Bumble headline.
Well, that's not. There's plenty of creeps that are saying that, I'm sure.
No, but this is real. This is a real thing.
Tim Werewolf is a recruiter of fashion models.
Make sure you put Aunt Billy somewhere on there. People will know you're serious.
Maybe that should just be my headline on Bumble, Aunt Billy.
Aunt Billy, CEO of Billy's Collection. Fashion models.
Fashion mogul.
For next, whatever they call that.
For my new line of jeans that look wet.
For my debut of wet jeans.
Yeah. What's going on this weekend, guys? Anything
basketball.
Cool?
Basketball.
All basketball.
4 days of basketball.
Yeah.
It's the month of basketball.
It is.
But my kids' sports are, we're on a lull for sports right now. Clay, you'll like this. Charlotte, my daughter.
Aye.
Track.
Nice.
She's doing hurdles and shot put.
God bless.
She's into it big time. Although the other night she said,
"Get your steps down for those hurdles."
That's right. The other night she was, "Dad, I'm going for a run," you know. And she's at that age where she's old enough to do that. But it was getting near dark, and I get a little nervous, and I'm like, "Yeah, where are you going? What's your route?" You know. And she's like, "I'm going here around," you know. And she gives me her route, and she's like, "I'll be back in 15, 20 minutes." I'm like, okay. All of a sudden, like 30 minutes go by. I'm like, "Where are you?" You know. Then it's like 40 minutes. Now I'm like calling her.
Yeah.
Start calling her. Where are you? She calls me. She's like, hey, dad? Giggling in the back. She's like, I'm at Willard, you know, which is the school across town, right?
Yep.
Like, she didn't even go on a run. She just went and ran to meet friends to hang out there for like 30 minutes. And then.
Glad to you.
Yeah. And I was like, no, she didn't, because I think she said, oh, no, I was on my run and I ran into these girls and they were going to say, oh, meet us at Willard. So I met him at Willard because I haven't seen him in a while. And I was like, whatever.
You started. You should have started singing Mark Morrison's Return of the Mac. You lied to me like you do. I can't do.
You should play Return of the Mac for.
For the end, maybe at the end of the show, we'll play Return of the Mac.
Let's play it right now.
I think everybody needs a little Return of the Mac.
Can we play it right now?
Because, you know, we played Summertime. Now you're talking about Bumble. You need to Return of the Mac to do it.
You know what it was for me, Clay? Yeah. It was like a moment where I was like, she's a teenager. And like, it's turned. You know? Like, it's not anything that I didn't do as a kid, but as a parent, all of a sudden, I'm like, it's official. I know this age now.
She's not your little girl anymore. Well, she still is, but you know what I mean. She's
not your little girl anymore.
She'll be driving, though, soon and such.
She'll be driving and wearing Aunt Billy's, and you'll be just...
Get her a Mercure.
A Mercure? What's that?
That's a car that one of our friends used to drive. Dan O'Connor had one. Remember those cars? Yeah,
I do now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're at the end of the show. I do want to thank our sponsor.
You lied to me.
Yeah, I guess we're going out with it. Do you have it, Mike? Oh, okay.
Yeah, Mark Morrison's not hard to find.
Oh. Thank you, Aunt Billy.
Aunt Billy's a huge.
But was always a big fan.
Before the models are on the one way, I want to hear Return of the Mac while they go down.
Yes.
Mr. DJ, it's by Mark Morrison. Shouldn't be hard to find.
That's correct.
Hit it. I want to thank our sponsors again. Cork and Carry Irish Pub in Beverly and Bridgeport.
Oh, yeah.
Fox's Beverly Pizza.
Mm.
Flood Brothers Disposal.
Mm-hmm.
And Guinness Cider Stout. If you've had fun this episode, you can find archives if you go to hibernianradio.org, or you can go to iTunes and search for Hooli's Hooli Show.
Spring break for a lot of people this week, too. So enjoy your spring break.
Yeah.
Aunt Billy comment.
Listen to some Mark Morrison.
Thank you, Aunt Billy.
Until next week.
Bye.
Return.